Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The Koigig Call on Off the Ball.
And it's true, like, legend of the game, and I think it's one of those that a lot of people don't really realise how much he's achieved, not only in football, but in all overall sporting.
Subscribe to the Koigig Pod on the Off the Ball app now.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll build up to tonight's Europa League final between Manchester United and Tottenham, with both clubs going in search of Champions League qualification for next season. Ireland boss Carlo Ward says all the focus is on Brazil 2027, and Kevin De Bruyne says farewell to Manchester City fans. But first to Bilbao, where thousands of Manchester United and Tottenham fans have made the trip for tonight's Europa League final. It's 16th against 17th in the Premier League, a battle of two sides who have each won one of their last 10 league games. There hasn't been a pair of sides that have competed in a European final who've occupied lower league positions. For Tottenham, it could be their first piece of silverware since 2008 and first European trophy since 1984. For United, it could be a third piece of silverware in successive seasons and a 17th European trophy. Spurs will have to do without James Maddison and Dejan Kulusevski. United, on the other hand, had Lenny Yarrow, Diogo Dalot and Joshua Zirkzee all training ahead of the game, and they could play some part in the final, but centre-half Matthias De Ligt will miss out. Tottenham boss Ange Postecoglou has been under pressure after losing 21 league games so far this season, and he took a swipe at a reporter in the pre-match press conference.
Hi Ange, if you win tomorrow night, this is going to be remembered as one of the best seasons in the club's modern history, but kind of conversely, if you lose, it might be remembered for one of the worst league seasons in the club's modern history. I just wondered if you're kind of conscious that you're walking a fine line between kind of two very different types of infamy and history, really.
That depends on your outlook, Dan, but I'll tell you one thing, irrespective of tomorrow, I'm not a clown, and I never will be, mate, and you're really disappointed that you use such terminology about a person who, for 26 years, without any favours from anyone, has worked his way to be in a position where he's leading out a club in a European major competition, for you to suggest that somehow us not being successful means that I'm a clown. Not really sure how to answer that question.
There's a strong possibility Postecoglou could leave despite winning their first trophy in 17 years, but the Aussie feels that if he did leave after winning something, it isn't that unusual.
No, because I think, again, that would be not really helpful in what is before us right now. Now, I've said to lads from day one, it's nothing's guaranteed in life. Nothing's guaranteed in sport. So you just got to try and make sure you take every opportunity before you. And that's what I've done my whole career. I've been in this position before, where, you know, the big game was the last game I managed. It's not unusual territory for me. And I've always navigated that pretty well, because, you know, for me, nothing's more important than my responsibility to this football club and its fans, that tomorrow, me and the players' minds are only on one thing, and that is trying to create something special. Well, I mean, I qualified for a World Cup. I left, won the treble with Celtic and left. So,
Alex, to finish, please.
Won at Brisbane. I left. It's actually more common than you think. So,
Tottenham captain Son Heung-min says he wants to win his first trophy at the club. 32-year-old Son joined from Bayer Leverkusen in 2015 and was a runner-up in the 2021 League Cup final as well as the 2019 Champions League final.
Yeah, I stayed here 10 years and I just wanted to win the trophy, but which is nobody done it, you know, from where I've been here, you know, for in a 10 years time. So it's going to be a massive day for, obviously, for the club, first of all, and for the boys, and obviously for me as well.
Tottenham's Dutch defender Mickey van de Ven says he wants the club to shake off that Spursy tag.
Everybody talks about Spurs are not winning trophies, but you say, that's a Spursy thing. So it's also a big thing to change that. But it's most important part is that we are the guys of group, that we are the staff as group, changed everything for this club.
Manchester United are also looking to salvage what's been a really disappointing season. Ruben Amorim's in his first European final as a coach, but he says even if they do win a European title in his first season, it won't change the outlook of the season.
A new future for me, I think, is not the case, but it's going to help us to finish the season. People will look at our team in a different way, because winning a European title is really important. But again, nothing is going to change our season. Players know, everybody knows, the staff knows, the fans knows. But winning a European title can help us to have that feeling, that can help us to build the future.
Amorim says his side are playing for more than just themselves.
Again, I think it's not the case. We are doing things that we need to do it. For example, I came from the club that you, in order to survive and to maintain players, you need to be in Champions League. This is not the case. Our club can have revenues without Champions League. It's a big club. It's a massive club with a lot of fans around the world. It's a big brand. So we just need to be focused and do the things in the right way. So I don't see like that, but I'm always playing for more than myself. I'm coaching for my players, for my staff, and especially for our fans.
United captain Bruno Fernandes is hoping that if they win this trophy tonight, it can propel the club onto bigger and better things in the future. Fernandes was a member of the side that lost the Europa League final to Villarreal in 2021.
Every game that you have a chance to win a trophy is very big. But a part of that, every game at this club is massive. We just play as a players, we just think of what we have ahead of us. It won't change the past, but what can affect is the future, probably, yes.
After Harry Maguire's dribble and cross in the semi-final away to Athletic Bilbao, which set up Casemiro's goal in the semi-final, the England defender says he doesn't want to have to do that again in tonight's game.
The manager asked me dribbling every day in training up and down the wing. No, listen, I found myself on the wing against Bilbao and managed to put a good cross in, and Cas scored the goal. But someone just asked me before that. Obviously, I've gone up front in the later minutes of the game. Tomorrow night, hopefully, I'm not going up front. I don't want to be going up front and chasing a game. I want to be defending a lead from a position in defence. So, no, I'm always there to help. I'm always there to do my best. But like I said, I'm more than happy playing in my favourite position.
Kickoff at the San Mamés is 8 o'clock. You can follow along on the football show tonight live on News Talk from 9 o'clock. And there'll be a reaction to the final tomorrow morning on Off the Ball Breakfast from 7:30. On the Go Loud app as well as YouTube. Kevin De Bruyne's final home game as a Manchester City player ended in a win. They beat Bournemouth 3-1 to move up to third place in the Premier League. The Belgian midfielder addressed the crowd at the Etihad Stadium after the game to say an emotional goodbye.
I don't know how to explain it. To have almost a full stadium, you know, supporting my family and me says says everything. Who can have 50,000 people just waiting for you to say goodbye? You know, it's undescribable, and thank you very much.
City boss Pep Guardiola says it wasn't an emotional send-off for a club legend.
He got all the love that all the people that love this club, and especially for the gratitude what this player year by year has done with all of us.
And Guardiola says he'll quit his job if the club don't cut his squad numbers in this summer's transfer window. A number of their senior players weren't included in last night's win against Bournemouth, leaving the head coach unhappy.
It's impossible for my soul to give the players in the Tribune where they cannot play. It was maybe 3 or 4 months we could not select 11 players. We don't have defenders. It was so difficult. And after, okay, the people come back, but next season cannot be like that. Training 24 players, and every time we're selecting, I have to be 4, 5, 6 players staying in Manchester at home.
One player that was in the squad and made his return last night was Rodri. He's been out for the last 8 months with a knee injury. The 2024 Ballon d'Or winner came off the bench in the second half. Crystal Palace boss Oliver Glasner hopes the feel-good factor surrounding the club after their first ever major trophy can help keep his squad together. The Eagles were 4-2 winners at home to Wolves last night. FA Cup hero Eberechi Eze is just one of a number of players being linked with a big money move away from South London. He scored the fourth goal after coming off the bench in the second half. Glasner admits you never know what will happen in the transfer market.
Transfer window is open until end of August, beginning of September, I don't know. But yes, I think everybody enjoys their time here. Everybody enjoys working and playing for Crystal Palace, playing together within this group here at Selhurst with our fans.
Southampton are accelerating plans to appoint Will Still as their new manager. If the Saints make sufficient progress in the coming days, they hope the 32-year-old will be in the stands when they face Arsenal at St Mary's on Sunday in their final league game of the season. Still, who was born in Belgium to English parents, left Ligue 1 side Lens last week after citing personal terms and a desire to be close to his family in England.
The Off the Ball app is getting a new look and will now be called the Go Loud app. You don't need to download it again. If you want to listen to 3 free podcasts per month or become a member and don't already have the app, search for Go Loud in your app store now.
Off the Ball.
This week on Diverted.
I mean, I woke up at like 11:30. I cracked a cold one with the boys. We had some buffalo chicken dip this afternoon.
It's the only way to do it. It's the only way to do it. It's the only way to do it in Gainesville, baby.
Yeah.
We are in the United States. We're talking college football, Hialeah in Miami, and we're talking pillow fighting.
It's still combat sports. The transition from bare knuckle to pillow fight is good because I'm also a Tai Chi instructor, so you know you got to go from hard to soft.
Diverted. Coming every Tuesday to your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts.
This Thursday night, we're wrapping up the Premier League season with a brilliant live show at the Goat Bar in Dublin. Going to be joined by Liverpool legend Steve McMahon and a couple of Irish legends as well. Glenn Whelan and Richard Dunn are going to be along. That's this Thursday night, the 22nd of May at the Goat Bar in Dublin. To get your tickets, head along to offtheball.com/events. It's all with thanks to Guinness. Never settle.
Ireland boss Carla Ward says she's turned down a job in the WSL. Ward, who only joined the Ireland setup in January, says her only focus is on qualifying for the World Cup in Brazil in 2027.
I'll tell you one thing. I was offered a WSL job a few weeks ago and I turned it down because I'm loving what I'm doing.
Will that be the same? Tell people?
Yeah. You like me now, don't you? No, listen, I really enjoy... I think I said to you guys the first time I met you, I wanted the Ireland job, like really wanted the Ireland job. I turned down 2 other countries that offered me the job whilst I was in the process of the Ireland interview process because I genuinely, wholeheartedly wanted to manage this country. So when I say I'm here, I'm in. I'm talking long-term to the board around... not just winning the next 2 games, but how do we develop the League of Ireland? I've spoken a lot about that. There's a bigger picture to this. I've loved being here. There's been some challenges, of course, but I love being here and I'm proud to represent this country.
The squad that Carla Ward released yesterday had 3 players unattached. That is now up to 4 who are unattached. after Tyler Toland's Blackburn Rovers confirmed their withdrawal from WSL2. Despite avoiding relegation from the second tier this season, the club's owners say they're unwilling to provide the necessary funding to meet the division's new minimum licence requirement. Players and staff were only told about the decision yesterday afternoon. Ward says Toland's not short of offers.
So I spoke to Tyler pre that coming out and post it coming out, but pre coming out more around her movements and what she would like to do. You know, she's an ambitious young player. She wants to be competing top end of the championship for sure. She's not short of offers. So I think she's put herself in a good position where she's performed that. She's got people looking at her. So there's a lot of disgruntlement going on at Blackburn, as I'm sure everybody's aware. But I think Tyler's Tyler, and she'll focus on her football and what's next.
Cork City's Cathal O'Sullivan's been called up to the Ireland under 21 squad for the first time. Jim Crawford has named a 24-man squad for the friendlies against Croatia and Qatar next month. The young boys in green head to Zagreb to face Croatia on Friday the 6th of June. They then take on the Qatar under-23s on Tuesday the 10th of June as part of their final preparations before the start of the Euro qualifiers in September. Shamrock Rovers, Corey O'Sullivan and Drogheda United's Warren Davis have also received their first call-ups to the 21 squad along with O'Sullivan. They're also first call-ups for Manchester United's Jacob Devaney and a first international selection for Sheffield Wednesday goalkeeper Killian Barrett. Sheffield United's Sam Curtis, who's been recently on loan with St Johnstone, returns to the squad, as does former Drogheda United and current Stockport County goalkeeper Andrew Wogan. 16 players currently play or have come through the League of Ireland Academy systems. And FIFA plans to release general sale tickets for the World Cup in 2026 under a dynamic pricing model, a system whereby prices fluctuate based on demand. So far, the only ticket packages available to purchase for the World Cup, which will be co-hosted by the US, Canada and Mexico, have been limited to hospitality offerings, which feature multiple games packaged together. Prices for those packages start at €3,000 per person and go as high as €65,000. In response to the story, FIFA said ticket sales for the World Cup are expected to begin in the third quarter of this year via their official website, and that further details will be released in due course. However, The Athletic reports that FIFA are planning to implement a dynamic pricing model. It's expected exceptions will be made for fixed pricing in the small per game allocation, which will be provided to football associations whose teams are competing in the tournament. But general sale tickets will be subject to dynamic pricing. The vast bulk of revenue from ticket sales will go to FIFA rather than the host city committees who are involved in the planning of the tournament. That's about all we have time for on today's Football Daily. Remember to subscribe in your podcast feed to keep this pod coming to you free every weekday. I'm Phil Egan, and I'll be back with more tomorrow.